How can you create positive, lasting transformation in a school district? One way might be to offer support to its principals. This has been a key strategy in the ongoing partnership between Michigan State University and Flint Community Schools. The partnership now heads into its second year with the renewal of a $2.1 million grant from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation.
We use outreach specialists to go in and work directly with the principal and also to work in the content areas, such as mathematics and literacy.
Barbara Markle is the assistant dean and director of MSU's Office of K-12 Outreach.
I think it's very important to note that we are not putting programs, per se, into the Flint Community Schools. Rather, our goal is to build capacity of the people who are there.
And they decided who better to help build that capacity than people who have been principals themselves.
I would say the biggest problem is probably the isolation that principals face.
Retired Principal Shirley Jackson is one of the academic outreach specialists with MSU, helping to coach principals in Flint. She served for 8 years as a principal in both Detroit and Southfield Public Schools.
Sometimes principals who work largely in isolation need a thinking partner to help them organize their understanding of their work and to reflect on what is needed in classrooms. We act as kind of mediators between them and their thinking to help them build some strategies.
These coaches are available to the principals whenever they need them. They might join them in an early morning meeting, visit classrooms with them, or meet with them after school to reflect on the challenges of the day.
Principals have those aha moments all of the time. And they probably wouldn't have those moments if they didn't have someone to ask them the right question.
Other aspects of the MSU partnership with Flint Community Schools have involved working with the school district's central office to improve communication and systems and focusing on early childhood development. So far, two schools, Nethercutt Elementary and Eisenhower Elementary, have made such significant improvements that they've been removed from the state's priority list. Flint Community Schools Superintendent Bilal Tawab says that in this second year, they will add another focus.
Transitions has been our focus in this next year. How do we help kids be successful as they transfer from the elementary to the middle, from the middle to the high, from the pre-K to the K-12? That's really important because you could lose kids in those transition periods, and we don't want to do that.
He says the district has seen tremendous gains since the partnership with MSU began, and that they will press on to keep seeing positive results.
We have to continue the work that we've started. I think that's very important. We're not where we want to be, but we definitely are headed in the right direction.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.